My name is Silao Valadez. I'm part of the Wirarica tribe, also known as Huichol, and I'm a yarn painter, which is the native technique from that area in Mexico, Central West, making paintings by using a plywood base that has a layer of beeswax, and it's into the beeswax that the yarn is pushed in, creating very colorful, traditional, and cosmological paintings. Rather than using words, we use symbolism and colors that have a full meaning to us. It's our oral history that has been passed down through generations for thousands of years. It's also a manifestation of our prayers. We start with the prayer, and then the prayer takes us into like a meditative state where we start seeing colors and patterns that are also reflected in our yarn paintings. Some of the themes that you will see in our yarn paintings will be the way we've seen the evolution of humanity. Other themes will be the connections that we have as human beings to ourselves, spirit, and the higher universe around us. It's definitely one of the art forms that also is not appreciated as much in Mexico, but that's why we're really working hard on making it vibrate throughout the world. I started doing yarn painting when I was 9. Because my father has been practicing this art form for over 50 years nowadays. Each piece is created as an offering. Whenever we create a yarn painting, it's like the last one that we're going to do. Let's say it's something that will probably be like 6 by 6 inches. We will spend up to like 40, 50 hours to manifest into a complete piece. We always have to start painting with a pure essence around us, and the purity, it's acquired through our prayers. I'm part of a native tribe that is unfortunately on the edge of extinction. You know, the real purpose of us keeping this art form is to preserve our tradition and our oral history that unfortunately is dying away. So that's what I try to influence my apprentices to practice this, give it all that you have in your last piece, because you never know if our tradition will continue. So what we're leaving as a yarn painting will be an evidence of what existed at one point in case things go the way they're going nowadays, unfortunately. When I started coming as an artist to the folk art market, I started as one, and now I have a workshop of 20. So it's not just that I'm representing the work of my family, my tribe, but I'm also impacting the lives directly of another 20 artists that have been apprenticing since I started the international folk art market. We're looking forward to receive many people that can support us, but we also want the people to be aware of the diversity of cultures that still exist in the world.